Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So nice to have you here once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope the weekend's going well for you, and we'll try to make it that much better with the stack of records we have for you today. And much of the stack was randomly picked. That's our theme today, Dealer's Choice, and I'm the dealer. See, I've got the vest and the bow tie, and I deal off the bottom of the deck. You know, I've got the act down. Yeah, so it'll be mainly stream of consciousness record playing today. But of course, we do have the organized part of the show, and that's our vintage countdown. And today, we're going back to the third weekend of February in 1953. So that's what's on the agenda today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And away we go on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1953. And coming in at number 10, a song that had no support from the music industry, but the teen set loved it. This is Don Howard and Oh Happy Day.
The sun is shining, oh happy day. No more troubles and no skies of gray. Ever since you said those words to me, said you love me, I know it's true. My life's complete for now. I have you. Oh, happy day! Oh, lucky me. The moon is shining. Oh, happy night. Come to me, darling, and hold me oh so tight. I need your loving, really, yes, I do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You said you love me, I know it's true. My life's complete for now. I have you. Oh, happy day. Oh, lucky me. Do 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 do. Oh, happy day. Oh.
Well, those of us who weren't around in February of 1953 may be scratching our heads about the popularity of that tune, but it was a solid hit, Oh Happy Day by Don Howard, a 17-year-old out of Cleveland, Ohio. Even back then, nobody understood why it was a hit. An article in Time magazine said DJs were disgusted by the record. They would say things like, here's one everybody's asking for, I don't know why. A Boston jock called it the worst record I ever heard, and one in Manhattan vowed to eat it if it ever became a hit. But Phil McLean, the Cleveland platter spinner who first played it, said nobody seems to like it except the people. And there's two other versions on the charts by the Four Knights and Lawrence Welk. But Don Howard was at number 10 this week, 73 years ago. It's February 1953 in the spotlight on Today Seems Like Old Times when there's 160 million Americans. One of those is the brand new leader of the country. Dwight Eisenhower became our 34th president on January 20th.
We are called as a people to give testimony in the sight of the world to our faith that the future shall belong to the free. Since this century's beginning, a time of tempest has seemed to come upon the continents of the earth. Masses of Asia have awakened to strike off shackles of the past. Great nations of Europe have fought their bloodiest wars. Thrones have toppled, and their vast empires have disappeared. New nations have been born. For our own country, it has been a time of recurring trial. We have grown in power and in responsibility.
World War II hero Dwight Eisenhower, now President of the United States, here in February of 1953. And back to the Billboard sales chart from this weekend, Karen Chandler comes in at number 9.
Hold me, hold me, never let me go until you've told me what I want to know. And then just hold me, hold me, make me tell you I I'm in love with you.
Hold me tight, never let me go.
Thrill me, thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be hiding lovers just the same as we'll be when you make me tell you I love you.
Thrill me, take me in your arms.
They told me be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. You will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you
Eva Nadal in Rexburg, Idaho. That's Karen Chandler and Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. At number 9 this weekend in 53, down from its peak of number 5, a million seller and by far the biggest hit ever for Karen Chandler. She was accompanied by the orchestra led by her husband, Jack Plice. It's the third weekend of February, 1953, on Today Seems Like Old Times. And with the new Eisenhower administration in Washington, D.C., the shift in the economy from governmental controls to freer enterprise has picked up steam. After removing wage controls, the administration last week abolished price ceilings on a broad range of consumer items. Things such as poultry and eggs, soaps, paint, window glass, and a first batch of industrial commodities like crude rubber and scrap metals, iron ore, lead, zinc, tin, petroleum, and gas. Also relaxed were the restrictions on steel, copper, and aluminum. Auto manufacturers may now turn out as many cars as they wish, depending on how much steel and other material they can find. No sooner had the government issued the new decontrols on materials and prices, supply and demand reasserted itself and prices moved up. Crude oil rose 10 cents a barrel, and many are predicting a nationwide boost of about 1 cent a gallon in the price of gasoline. So don't be surprised if it's a little more expensive to fill up your automobile.
For top all-round performance from your car, the gasoline to buy is Chevron Supreme. A balanced blend of all 8 high-performance qualities, Chevron Supreme is designed and refined to give peak performance under all driving conditions. Quick starting, fast warm-up, smooth acceleration, anti-knock, vapor lock prevention, economy mileage, full power, and area blending. They're all yours in every gallon of Chevron Supreme. Try them in your car. Get a tank full of Chevron Supreme gasoline at any standard station or independent Chevron gas station where they say and mean We take better care of your car.
Well, back to the countdown this weekend in 53. We're up to number 8, and it's K-Star.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel alone, singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Well, they've all had the quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song side by side. See that sun in the morning peeking over the hill? I'll bet you're sure it always has, and it always will. Well, that's how I feel about someone, and somebody feels about me. We're sure in love with each other, and that's the way it's gonna be. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
We ain't got money.
Maybe we're ragged and we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel,
we'll travel, 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 side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Year-old K-Star with Harold Mooney's orchestra and Side by Side. Number 8 this weekend in 1953. That would reach number 3 on the airplay and jukebox charts. And it was a remake. It also hit number 3 in 1927 for Nick Lucas and Paul Whiteman. Given new life by K-Star, and it's her 9th top 10 hit of all time. Well, a few odds and ends from February of 53. A 92-pound Doberman Pinscher from Connecticut named Storm won the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden this week. Meanwhile, in Chicago, the 21st Annual National Cherry Pie Contest was won by 16-year-old Maxine Walker of Huntsville, Alabama. Her home ec teacher said Maxine's secret is that she handles a pie dough quickly and lightly. Miss Walker says her pies are very popular among her boyfriends. For winning the contest, she'll get a trip to New York City and then to Washington, D.C. and the White House, where she'll present one of her pies to Mrs. Eisenhower. And speaking of the First Lady, last week Mamie Eisenhower was hostess at her first official luncheon. The guests included wives of the cabinet members and ladies of rank in the new administration. They had lunch in the state dining room, surrounded by brilliant yellow roses, white snapdragons, blue irises, and Baker ferns. And this week Rosemary Clooney's on the cover of Time magazine. The article's titled Girl in the Groove. It says the voice of the 24-year-old has become as familiar as the voice of FDR was to their parents. Clooney can't read music, and she doesn't warm up her voice. And her voice is known to the trade as both barrel house and blue, robust and fresh with an undercurrent of seductiveness. It can spin out a slow tune with almost cello-like evenness, or take on a raucous bite in a fast rhythm. In a melancholy mood, it has a cinnamon flavor that tends to remind fans of happier days gone by, or soon to come. And here is the cover girl, Rosemary Clooney, with her latest release, Haven't Gotta Worry.
Birds can fly, so can I. I'm so happy I'm flying high. Haven't gotta worry to my name. She's my friend, he's my pal. Everybody's my guy and gal. Haven't got a worry to my name. I do everything I do with brand new rhythm. Tell those lucky stars I'm moving right in with them. Fly the flags, ring the bells. What a future my fortune tells. Feel so free, I'll never be the same. So free, I'll never be the same. I haven't got a worry. Who's got time to worry? Haven't got a worry to my name.
Haven't Got a Worry, Rosemary Clooney's latest release, didn't make the charts here in 1953, and she wouldn't have another hit record until next summer. However, she is on the cover of Time magazine this weekend, and her personal life is doing okay. She's dating actor Jose Ferrer, and they'd be married in July. Rosemary Clooney, part of the soundtrack of February 1953, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is Random Selections. Subtitled, Dealer's Choice, the dealer being yours truly, just shuffling through the music vault and grabbing a handful of records. Well, as I was browsing through the library, I came to a section that I labeled Various. Now, usually I'll organize the music by theme or artist or its year of release. And I guess when I started this show back in 2006, I created the Various category when I didn't know where to put a certain record. And most of these songs I haven't played in many, many years. So I think that's what I'll mainly draw from today. And we'll get started with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. This is Leave Us Leap.
Thank you.
The Gene Krupa Band in the post-Roy Eldridge and Anita O'Day era. Well, they were still one of the best swinging outfits. That was Leave Us Leap, recorded in January of 1945. Well, let's go back a few years to 1938 for Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra. And stepping to the microphone, his girl singer, Gail Reese, on Sophisticated Swing. Usually we hear Sophisticated Swing done as an instrumental. The Hudson DeLange Orchestra recorded it first in 1937, and usually it's done at a slower tempo, too. However, in March of 1938, Bunny Berrigan's orchestra recorded a more danceable version and with lyrics written by Mitchell Parrish. And again on the vocals, Gail Reese, who sang with Charlie Barnett before Bunny Berrigan, and after her stint with him, she sang a little while with Glenn Miller. We have random selections today. And that could lead to an abrupt change of style, which we're going to do right here, but it's worth it. This is Steve Lawrence. Isn't it a pity?
Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended, everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I'll stay. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last. It's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. You were the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joy happiest of men, I'm sure to be, if only you would say to me, it's an awful pity we never, never met before. No, we never, never, never before.
The Gershwins wrote Isn't It a Pity for a Broadway musical comedy called Pardon My English. It bombed. A few bands recorded the song, including Eddie Duchin, but it never became a hit, and it seemed like the song was left to the dustbin of history. However, in 1957, Jerry Lewis, yes, the comedian, recorded an album that wasn't a comedy record, nor one filled with novelty songs, but a legitimate vocal LP. And for some reason, one of the songs on that record was Isn't It a Pity? And shortly after that came out, Sarah Vaughan did the song for her Gershwin album. A number of other artists would follow in the late 50s, and it's pretty much become a standard. And in April of 1959, Steve Lawrence did that wonderful version for his album, All About Love. Man, he was accompanied by Nick Perito's orchestra. We're picking out records at random today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Today we're looking back to the third weekend of February in 1953. And on television this year, Jackie Gleason has moved his show from Dumont to CBS, a crippling blow to Dumont. Last month, we saw the revival of The Life of Riley with William Bendix. Joining new shows this season, Ozzie and Harriet, Life with Luigi, The Red Button Show, I Married Joan, Our Miss Brooks, and the game show Two for the Money. In the ratings this year, spots 4 through 10 are all NBC programs, but the top three are CBS. Two of those belong to Arthur Godfrey, the talent scouts, and his friends. And the number one show is I Love Lucy. On January 19th, 71% of all TV sets in the U.S. are watching Lucy as she's about to give birth to little Ricky. And just this week, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz sign an $8 million contract to continue the show through 1955. And on last week's program, Lucy and Ethel run against each other for president of their women's club.
Hey, you should see the cute campaign poster that Lucy made.
Oh, honey, don't bother to show them that.
Hey, that was nice.
Oh, don't be silly.
Look.
Happy you will be with Lucy. Cast your vote and wait till you see.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, that's darling,
that's
honey.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're sort of fun to make, you know.
Ethel wrote some good ones, too.
Fred. Oh?
What were they?
Well, one of them said, you can go farther with Ethel.
Oh, that's just darling. Thank you. That's like a gasoline ad. Yeah.
And here's another one.
Oh, never mind, Ricky. Never mind. That's enough.
Oh, here. This is a beaut.
Nerds to Mertz. It's a joke, dear. Oh, a joke. It's very amusing.
Oh, boy, and you were worried about that one you wrote about her.
Now, Fred. Oh, Fred, what was it?
Vote for the redhead is a vote for a deadhead. And then she put on a nippy...
Never mind. Come on, let's play cards.
Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. Fred, what was it that was underneath?
Well, underneath the deadhead, she wrote, or should I say, died head.
And you thought the 52 presidential campaign was rough. That's I Love Lucy from this past Monday night here in February of 1953. All right, and we're back to the countdown now. At number 7 with Joni Janes.
Why don't you believe me? It's you I adore. Forever and ever, can I promise more? I've told you so often the way that I care. Why don't you believe? It just isn't fair. Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only, that you can keep or break. Why don't you believe me? I love only you. Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only. You can keep or break. How else can I tell you? What more can I do? Why don't you believe? I love.
Boy, what a debut for the 22-year-old Joni Janes out of Chicago. A million seller in Why Don't You Believe Me. Number 7 on the Billboard sales chart this week. That was coming down after spending 6 weeks at number 1. She was accompanied by the Lou Douglas Orchestra. Wow, lots of ladies on the charts today. In fact, we've had 4 in a row. Make that 5, because coming in at number 6 is Patti Page.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
in the window. I do hope that doggie is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggie to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale.
Pawing its way up to number six this weekend in 1953, that's Patti Page and the Doggie in the Window. Accompanied by Jack Rails Orchestra, that was headed up to number one. It would stay there for eight big weeks, making it her fourth all-time and the ninth gold record for the 25-year-old Page out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, we've turned the calendar back 73 years to February of 1953. And now let's head to Broadway and catch a show. Recent openings are The Emperor's Clothes with Lee Cobb and Maureen Stapleton, On Borrowed Time with David John Stollery, Victor Moore, and Leo Carroll. An opening this past week was Picnic, with Ralph Meeker, Peggy Conklin, Eileen Heckert, and the Broadway debut of Paul Newman. Others to check out, Dial M for Murder, Love's Labor's Lost, The Children's Hour, The Crucible, Time Out for Ginger, and The Seven-Year Itch. Musicals include Two's Company with Betty Davis. Reviews have been lukewarm, but the shows have been sold out. Wish You Were Here as Patricia Morand and Jack Cassidy. Guys and Dolls has passed the 1,000 performance mark, and South Pacific is nearing 1,600 shows. There's also An Evening with Beatrice Lilly, and brand new is Hazel Flagg, with Helen Gallagher in the title role, joined by Thomas Mitchell, with debuts for John Howard and Cherie North. Also in the cast is veteran Jack Whiting as the mayor of New York City.
All the streets in our fair city are one and the same, so I leave it to you, what's in a name? Are the folks who live on a street like 11th any finer than the family on 107th? I settle each issue by telling the squawker, if you live in New York, be glad you're a New Yorker. I tell you, streets, a boulevard in old New York. Every street's a highway of your dreams. Why, it's a thrill to shop on 34th Street or down on Union Square. I like the people you meet on Mulberry Street. Oh, have you ever been there? Why, every street's a boulevard in old New York. So keep smiling and you'll never wear a frown. Just remember there's the East Side and the West Side and uptown and down. That's why I'm proud to be the mayor of your town. Every street's a boulevard in old New York. Why, it's a thrill to come up from the subway and see those Broadway lights. I think an open-top bus is luxury plus. When you're seeing the sights, why streets are lined with palaces. In old New York, it's a kingdom where the people bear the crown. Just remember those bridges and buildings will never come down. That's why I'm proud to be the mayor of your town.
It's Jack Whiting from the musical Hazel Flagg playing this weekend in 1953, Every Street's a Boulevard. And it's remembered today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, random selections. No defining purpose or plan, just coloring outside the lines today. Oh, and I haven't played this guy in a long time. This is Randy Brooks and his orchestra doing Moonglow. Trumpeter and band leader Randy Brooks, who was discovered at age 11 by Rudy Valley, and he performed on Valley's radio show for a few years. He'd go on to play for Hal Kemp, Art Jarrett, Claude Thornhill, Les Brown, and then finally got his own orchestra in 1945. 2 years later, his band made that record, Moonglow. We jump ahead a decade now for Fran Warren. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above.
can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine you love me. And after all that's said and done, to think that I'm believe that you're in love with me. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Here's Fran Warren from her 1957 album, Hey There. And I can't believe that you're in love with me, backed up by the Marty Paich Orchestra. All right, time for one more, and we head to the islands now for Don Ho.
Tiny bubbles and wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over. Well, feel that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles and the wine,
and the wine,
make me happy,
make me happy,
make me feel fine,
make me feel fine.
Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles,
make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end.
In 1966, there's Don Ho and the Allies and Tiny Bubbles. Well, that'll take us to intermission. We'll pause just a moment, and then we'll come right back with more random selections and more of the hits from this week in 1953 on Seems Like Old Times.